So sometimes actors will ask me if I have any advice to give to actors. And of course, I have lots of advice to give to actors. But lately, I have been saying the following: you need to get curious with Paw. And they look at me really funny, like, what? I'm going to explain what that means. Get curious with Paw. In just a moment on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a really good day today. You might have noticed that I said the McCorkle Group in New York. We're going to be changing our name. It's going to go from McCorkle Casting to the McCorkle Group. It turns out that the staff that we have, Rebecca and Nathan and Joe and Pat and myself, we just seem to have this really amazing chemistry. And we, Pat and I, really have thought about this a lot. And we really love what's happening right now with our organization, with our team. And so we thought it'd be really fun. In the fall, we'll be changing our name to the McCorkle Group. So it's just kind of a fun, cool new thing. So I just wanted to share that with you. But welcome to Casting Actors Cast. This is the podcast for actors where we give tips and advice, talk about all things acting career and acting and the business of show. So I'm glad that you're joining us today. And this is that moment in the podcast where I would like to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you tuning in today. The numbers and the feedback have been just really remarkable, and I couldn't be more grateful to have you joining this amazing podcast community. And I encourage you to check out the website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. Also, you get a free book if you go to the website. You can fill out the Dive into the Talent Pool form. And what will open up is another menu that allows you to download this 100-page, absolutely free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. This is a book that I wrote about doing voiceover work, and I'm just giving it away. Even though it's in some colleges and some university training programs, I thought it would just be just something that I'd love for you to have if you're interested in doing voiceover work. Also, I have a little house cleaning to do. I know in the past couple of episodes of Casting Actors Cast, I love mentioning and talking about Actors Connection. This is a wonderful organization. I've been doing teaching work with Actors Connection for many, many years now, and I just love this organization. And it turns out that for the past couple of episodes, I've been talking about a location in Chicago. Turns out I am wrong. I always thought that there was this location in Chicago, and there is not. There has been talk about opening an Actors Connection or doing some programming work in Chicago, but my mistake, and I want to apologize, that was like not a really great thing to talk about. But there are locations in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, and in New York. And I just want to give a shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. It's just been a wonderful organization. Now, check it out, please, because it's actorsconnection.com. But what you're going to find are people in the industry. These are people who are working in the business, providing seminars and classes and all kinds of workshops and all kinds of neat things going on. And we're talking about casting directors and agents and managers and directors and industry professionals who are providing really excellent, excellent classes and information. They've been doing it for a while now, and it's just such a wonderful group. So I wanted to give that shout out to everybody. And I, again, apologize. But, you know, I'm in isolation, so at least give me a little break. Please. So anyway, that's my shout out to Actors Connection. I hope you're all doing really, really, really well there. So let's talk about today's subject. A little weird, I know, but get curious with Pa. The reason I wanted to come up with this is that I've been racking my brains over the past week to figure out what would be a really interesting subject to talk about today. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it comes really easily to me that I just go, oh my gosh, this is something I've got to talk about on the podcast. And then there are other times like this week where so many different things are going on in my life, personally and professionally, that it feels like popcorn in the microwave where all this stuff is going on. And I'm having a really hard time coming up with something that's, I hope that you would find really helpful and really useful. And so I spent some time talking about this with Pat, and it just kind of hit me that I didn't want, and maybe I'm making a mistake here, I don't know, you tell me, but I really wanted to not talk about things that you can do during coronavirus. I've done like 3 or 4 episodes about that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And you know, if you're in isolation and you're not reaching out and you're not doing some of the things that you could be doing now, I'm concerned. And I would love for you to get up out of your chair or your couch and take a walk and connect with some of your fellow actors. That's all advice. And that's the kind of thing I've been talking about. But I really wanted to just give some good, solid, foundational things for you to think about now, regardless of whether we're in coronavirus or not. So it's not geared for us in isolation. This is something that a concept that I think would be useful to you anytime, even when things get back to some state of normalcy. I think that you're going to find some of these ideas useful. And the theme that I discussed with Pat, finally, it came to light that I think the secret to having a successful career as an actor is to remain curious. And if you're not curious, it's really time for you to get curious. And when I say with paw, I don't mean paw like grandpa. And I don't mean a paw like a cat's paw. No, I mean the acronym PAW. Performing Actors. And what do you think the W is for? Writers. Performing Actors and Writers. And the whole theme of today's episode is about getting curious. I think sometimes we find ourselves in a locked kind of scenario. Our environment is the same. Our thought processes many times are the same. We don't necessarily feel like thinking outside of the box. But if you get curious, I think you're going to find a lot of amazing things opening up. A lot of wonderful things will be revealed to you as you start asking yourself questions that demand answers. So when I say get curious with Pa, I mean get curious with performances. And I'll explain that in a second. Get curious with actors. And I'll explain that in a second. And get curious with writers. I will definitely explain that as well. So getting curious is something that I think is challenging right now. But I think it's, for me, I know it's always challenging. I always want to remain curious to things. I always want to remain teachable. But certain times of my life, I kind of lose perspective of that. I lose the idea that there are new things to be discovered. There are new things to check out. There are brand new things to find out. Because if we find out about things outside of us, outside our circle, we're going to be finding out a lot of really great things about ourselves. And I think that's this cornerstone of the reason about getting curious. So let's go down the list of things I've made. PAW, so the acronym being PAW, P-A-W, performance. What I'm talking about performance is I'm going to make a few suggestions to you, and I really encourage you to take a look, maybe jot these down if you can, and think about what, if you've checked these out already, then by all means, you don't need to do it. But the idea being, the more curious you are, the more your world will open up. Now, if you haven't checked out the Actors Fund, the YouTube channel, Actors Fund YouTube channel. It's an amazing YouTube channel. You're going to find all kinds of really interesting performances. There are people making contributions left and right to the Actors Fund, and they're donating their performance energy and their time and their skill and their talent to putting together really interesting programming, from a reading of movies and films and plays, just all kinds of wonderful things going on. And you can really get a comprehensive overview of this if you go to that YouTube channel called The Actors Fund, The Actors Fund YouTube channel. Please check that out if you haven't already done so. The second on my list is Theater Mania. Theater Mania. So Google Theater Mania or go to theatermania.com and you're going to find all kinds of really great information about what's going on behind the scenes, industry stuff. It's a lot like backstage.com. It's a lot like playbill.com. But Theater Mania really has dedicated itself to providing a lot of really cool current information. And that's a great resource. But in addition to that, you sort of My hope is that you get an idea about the community and you're going to feel a part of that community. And I think that that's really, really valuable for us. Being part of a community and not isolated, being part of a community really does infuse your own soul, for lack of a better way to say it, with a lot of goodwill, good feelings. And it's also it taps into that creative side for sure. Also, if you haven't checked out IMDb, Internet Movie Database, imdb.com, this is a really great resource for lots of movies, television projects. If you want to know the who cast whatever project, if you see a movie that you like, you want to find out who cast it, this is a great way that you'll get those answers. You'll find all kinds of information about the actor, the producers, the writers. It's a really a gold mine for doing that kind of research. And I don't want to say research like it sounds like, you know, you're in college or you're still in school or something. But remaining curious and asking those questions and then being able to have a resource to answer those questions really efficiently, boy, that is really satisfying. IMDb. Now, there's a pro version that you have to pay for, but just start off with the IMDb, the non-paid version, and you're going to find a lot of really good, useful information for sure. The last one on my performance of the Paw series that we're doing today is taking a look at the American Film Institute. The American Film Institute, AFI. They have done an amazing job over the years of recording Broadway productions, Broadway shows, full productions. They have an archive at the American Film Institute where you can see the original Hello, Dolly, for example, on Broadway. I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but I believe, find out what that schedule is. Check out some Broadway shows. Really invest some time and get curious about how they were able to accomplish this amazing feat of recording all of these Broadway shows. And then if you can have access to get into watching some of those shows, by all means, it's a treasure trove of history and really amazing performances. That's the American Film Institute. So that sort of wraps up the P, the performance side of things. The next is what we're going to talk about, actors. I find it really fascinating, and I find it kind of just surprises me all the time when I bring up an actor's name and I'm teaching a class, for example, and young people in the class, they don't know who I'm talking about. It's like, wow, there's a whole world of actors prior to you that have really, you know, blazed the trail. And being curious about some performances and some actors in those performances is really useful research for you. The question that I think would be great for you to ask is, what made some of these famous people famous? Now, I'm not talking about the famous people now necessarily, because you got your Meryl Streep and your Robert De Niro's, and you know, that's great, and that's all there. But there are some performances, and there are some actors who in their time were very, very famous, known for their acting work. And I'm going to throw out a few names, and I'm going to tell you how you can do some of the research for this, in addition to IMDb, by the way. So I would love, if you don't know the name Red Skelton, If you don't know who Red Skelton is, I implore you to please do a little research. Find out who this guy was. He was an actor, a clown, and he did some amazing film work and best known for his CBS television variety show. But I just would love for you to kind of do some research and figure out who Red Skelton was and then study his work, because I think that there's some masterful performing with him. A comedian, a really, really funny actor, a comic actor, and like I said, a clown, and really did a lot with pantomime and just really an amazing, amazing performer. And on a personal note, I had the opportunity of meeting Red Skelton when I was under contract at Radio City Music Hall. And just standing in the elevator with like this genius performer and him just smiling and just nodding and kind of greeting. And it was just something I'll never forget. And so I want you to check that out and you'll see what magical things can be discovered if you look into Red Skelton. Another actress that I think is worthwhile taking a look at, Greer Garson. Greer Garson. Now, you might not know who she is. You might not be that into the films of the 40s, 50s, and early 60s. But if you check out the careers of some of these leading ladies, I would love for you to check out Greer Garson, a beautiful, amazing, talented actress. On those same lines, a little bit earlier in our film history, Edward Everett Horton. That's his name, Edward Everett Horton. An amazing comic actor. I think he was rather young when he started, but he was one of those actors that was perennially more old than he actually was, I think. He always kind of looked and played older guys. But really funny, amazing, and you'll see him so many different times in so many different films. It's just remarkable. So check out Edward Everett Horton. Also, an actress by the name of Joan Fontaine. I think it would be really fun for you to check out, find out the movies of Joan Fontaine. So here's how you do that. All you need to go is to IMDb, type in those names, Edward Everett Horton, Joan Fontaine, Greer Garson, and Red Skelton. Take a look at some of their work. Then what you want to go is to go to Turner Classic Movies if you've got it on cable, TCM. I'm sure they must have an online presence as well, or whatever your method of getting Turner Classic Movies. I'm sure that there's an online way of doing it. I'm sure that it's out there. But TCM has all of these old movies, and you'll find out when the movies of these actors are going to be showing. And you can really just sit back and check out the performances. So Turner Classic Movies is a really wonderful way of seeing some of these classic actors early on in the acting journals of filmmaking, and you will, you'll not be disappointed. It'll be really fun. I think you'll find it a totally enriching experience for sure. And then finally, that's our actors. Now we're going to go on to writers. Paw. Performance, actors, now writers. The thing about writers is I don't think actors are curious enough about the writers they're auditioning for. I don't think actors are as curious as they could be about the bodies of work that many, many playwrights have given us. And I'm also including in that, of course, the television writers, film writers, screenwriters. I think that there is really something to be said about finding a movie or a film, a television show, or a play that you really like, and then making it a habit to really figure out what this person wrote. And in fact, I love the idea of reading all of that writer's work. Really just indulge yourself with some of these writers, reading everything that they wrote, figure out what they did and the style of writing, but it's also the period that they are living in or lived in. I think that there's just so much really wealth of knowledge and information if you're curious about writers. So I'm just going to throw a few writers out there. I'm not going to give you a lot about them. I just would like you to kind of do the research. If you haven't spent any time on some of the classics, there's one classic writer that I think you know the name, but maybe you haven't read all of their work. And I'm encouraging you to do so because it's just so rich and so full of wonderful material that I would love for you to get into. I think it'd be really valuable. That is Samuel Beckett. Now everyone talks about Samuel Beckett. Everyone maybe knows a play, but there's a whole body of work that would really be useful for you, I think, and really helpful if you're curious about the work of Samuel Beckett. So do that. Now, that's going back in the past, right? That's an older writer. Let's talk about somebody more contemporary, somebody that's with us now and still writing prolifically. Teresa Rebeck. If you don't know her work yet, please check it out. Again, there's all kinds of, just Google the name Teresa Rebeck and you're going to see all kinds of work. Now, Teresa is a very, very prolific writer. She's written just amazing material. She's writing wonderful plays and she's an awesome human being. I know that she was in our office for a period of time and both Pat and Teresa got along really, really well and just a delightful human being. Just kind of one of those great people, right? Somebody who you really hope is really nice and they turn out to be that. That's Teresa Rebeck, so I can't recommend her highly enough in terms of reading her material. Also, Sarah Rule. Sarah Rule is just doing such amazing writing and writing such amazing pieces. So I encourage you to check out Sarah Rule's work as well. She's just one of those kind of up-and-coming playwrights that I think everyone should be kind of tuned in on. And so those are my suggestions. So if you can read the entire author's work, if you do that research, your world will open up because you're going to see all kinds of different styles, all kinds of different characters. And for you, the actor, you're going to feel so much more confident about the kind of material that's being written now because you've done the research on what's going on from way back when to recently to today. I hope that's been helpful for you. So remember to get curious with PAW. Remaining curious, remaining teachable is like the best gift you can give yourself. I know, I feel that way myself. If I can simply remain teachable and not know it all and really stay curious about those things in this business, boy, that's what keeps my energy going. That's what keeps me motivated. And that's what keeps me really, really excited about the future. I hope that this has been helpful to you. Thanks so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.